We know teen pregnancy is destructive, but how do we fix it? I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point. A new study reports that teen pregnancy cost the state of Mississippi almost $155 million in 2009. That's enough for certain groups to demand the state include abstinence plus teaching, which would include instruction about so-called safe sex and contraception, rather than an abstinence-only approach. According to Rachel Canner of Mississippi First, abstinence-only education doesn't work because teens pledge to abstain but then, quote, don't behave that way after the programs. But if students don't stay true to abstinence pledges, why would they stay true to pledges to use contraception? The truth is, this issue is bigger than sex and bigger than one class. It's about the moral courage of the next generation to delay gratification and live for the greater good. On Saturday, September 24th, join Chuck Colson, Del Tackett, myself, and others for a special live conversation on how we can recapture ethics in our families and society. Visit thepointradio.org for more information. I'm John Stone Street.